Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Benny and Bill Johnson, they pastor a church out in California, Bethel, and they have worship leaders. Their son, Brian, and married Jen Johnson, and a lot of wonderful songs that I like to sing to and worship God with. They're songwriters and they're worship leaders, and I just love how they connect with God. And someone just recently interviewed them, I believe it was Christian Post, and kind of was asking them to share a little bit about connecting with God. You know, when we have a relationship with the Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to connect with Him. We want to walk with God, talk with God, be consumed with God. Someone might say, you talk about God all the time. Hello, what else is there to talk about?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Help me out. What else is there to talk about?
Right.
Well, you're always talking about God and He's so good. Yes, yes. I mean, what else is there? Because you want to be consumed by Him. And listen, there are times, if you're a believer, you feel like you're connected. And then there's times that you feel like you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways you can find out if you're connected is to ask yourself if you are abiding. You know, it's hard to connect with a God that you don't spend any time with.
That's right.
And so you're going to hear a little bit of interview of Brian and Jenny talking about how they connect with God and what that means to them. Listen up.
I just kind of say hi in the morning. And I've had a relationship with the Lord, you know, since I was really young, in a way that I just view Him like a dad, and I talk to Him like a dad. In my own personal relationship with the Lord, I connect with Him differently during the day, going through different things, but mainly it's just turning my affection toward Him, driving in my car, or whatever I'm doing, just kind of stopping what I'm doing, just saying, I love You. I'm so thankful for everything that You're doing, everything that You've done, and just that affection turned to Him amidst the busyness of life in my day.
It's mostly getting us to that place where we can connect, where we feel connected. There's a lot of things that we can do to feel that, you know.
The goal is to be really connected emotionally, but obviously during the week and during, you know, the norm of life, you kind of grow a little disconnected and then you kind of have to reconnect. But the goal is to never break connection, always to stay heart connected. And I love that example because it's just what happens naturally with us is, you know, we're extremely connected and then just different things in life or hours go by and we have to reconnect. And I really feel like that's something on a daily basis that happens with the Lord also, is just that closeness and that reconnecting periodically.
Isn't that powerful? I mean, that's what it's all about, is having a connecting or an abiding relationship.
Right.
You know, John 15 in King James Version talks about an abiding, you know, to abide in the vine. In the New Testament, it says remain in the vine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying the same thing. The vine is Jesus, and we are the branches. And you want to connect with God. When you're talking about connecting with God, we're talking about intimacy. We're talking about, being one with Him. The Word of God says that he who unites himself with the Lord is one spirit with Him. You can be united with God. And that is probably one of the most amazing, wonderful things, because when you walk with Him and you talk with Him and you have relationship with Him, then He begins to walk with you and talk with you and have relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only strange if you've had no relationship with God, or if the relationship you had with God has only been a relationship in your head. You know, it's been a head connect. You can't connect with God in your head. You got to connect with Him in your spirit, in your heart. And one of the ways that you can do that is always by prayer. I mean, all prayer is basically communicating. And you talk to God. You talk to God just like you talk to anyone. Like He's your best friend. I remember when I first came to God, Pat, and I was praying.
Yeah.
I had all this kind of religious stuff, prayers, because that's what I saw other people praying. So I guess that's how you pray, you know, and mm-hmm. dear God and stuff. I didn't know. No one, it's what I saw. And I learned through my walk with God that, listen, all prayer is just communicating and talking with Him. And it's so wonderful to be able to have that relationship where you can talk with Him at any time of the day throughout the day. And in John 15, verse 4 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. I mean, this is a promise that God's saying, listen, if you abide with me, if you stay with me, believe you me, I'm going to remain in you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this together. He goes on to say that no branch can bear fruit by itself, but it must remain in the vine. You're not going to be able to do what you need to do in God and in your life apart from any kind of real relationship. And then he says, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Listen, you want to see a fruitful relationship in God? You want to have the intimacy that maybe you've seen other people and how they've gone on with God and maybe what's happening in their life? It happens when you decide to say, listen, I'm going to have as much of God as I want. And it's about me. It's not about comparing your walk to somebody else and what they're doing. And listen, no, you yourself can have as much of God as you want. The question is, how much do you want?
Mm-hmm.
When He becomes your priority, when He becomes your everything, you begin to put God on your schedule and He becomes the most important appointment you have all day. And you sit down and you begin to abide. Listen, if you haven't begun this journey, I want to encourage you to get a simple plan on how you can do what Benny and Jen and Brian are talking about, what I'm Pat and Chris are talking about today, is connecting with God, is abiding with Him. You can go to iabide.org and request a free simple plan where you can learn how you too can connect with God. Listen, once you're united with God, you will never ever be the same.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.